Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Saturday, May 13th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
Today we're talking about Supergirl Season 2, Episode 20, titled City of Lost Children. In this episode, when an alien attacks National City, Supergirl and the DEO learn the alien is a Forian? Is that what it was?
Yep.
An otherwise peaceful race with telekinetic powers. Guardian gets a lead on the Forian's address, but instead of finding the culprit, he finds a very scared boy named Marcus. Marcus will only trust James, so it is up to Guardian to stop the attacks on the city. Rey's plan escalates. What do you think of this episode, Zach?
So I thought this was just going to be a kind of like toss-out episode. You know, like we get to see Guardian and James because we haven't seen them in a while, but the storyline wasn't really going to move forward that much. And in some ways, it was kind of that, but they used it in a good way that did move the story forward. And we did actually get to see quite a bit of Rhea and her plan and, you know, bringing the Daxamites and everything. So, I like this episode quite a bit. I really like Guardian and James. And so getting to see him in action and have some real screen time and significant importance was cool.
I'll avoid a joke about James having a big role in a filler episode. I gotta say, this was a lot of sort of setup and everything. This felt like setup for the final two episodes. And I think it was fine because it worked out really good. And it was an interesting enough individual story, the sort of the main plot with James and Marcus there. That was interesting enough to me that it worked. And then obviously everything that's moving forward with Lena and Rhea, and obviously that gets... The ending of this will lead directly into the final two episodes, appears, but it got me really excited for what's to come in these last couple episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we start off with, well, we actually get to see Lena and Kara having dinner. They're actually, or lunch or whatever they're eating, but they actually show them together like they've done the last few episodes. I'm glad they've done this so we actually see them as friends and we don't just hear about how they're friends, but they never show it. Here they actually see it and they get very excited about an NSYNC reunion. So that looks good. And then we get to see James try to save some people. And it was weird because Guardian in action, and he said Guardian inspires fear, which we haven't really seen to this point. So it kind of took me aback when we first heard that, but I guess it makes sense. I mean, a guy with a mask and an outfit and a shield and only goes out at night to beat people up. I guess that could be scary if you didn't know who he was.
Yeah, the only thing that was weird about that is when they first introduced Guardian, they made sure to have like a whole episode about people being afraid of him and thinking that he was like a killer and a vigilante. But then that all got cleared up, and I could have sworn that like got cleared up in a public like media way. So maybe this. But maybe that those nice feelings about him have kind of gone away. And obviously, like, if you're being attacked and you're in a, like you said, in a dark alleyway and a big guy in a metal suit with a shield comes after you, you're probably going to be scared too.
Yeah. So it took me back at first, but like you said, it made sense after a while. But it was kind of bummed to see James kind of all sad. But obviously, they did that to set up his arc in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we see the kind of alien attack. We just see a random person start floating up with blue glowy eyes, and we don't really know what's going on, but James is there, but he doesn't get to help much.
Yeah, he's helping out, but then of course he doesn't do much, and then Kara comes in to save the day. Which, how frustrating does that have to be if you're out saving? Like, obviously Kara's doing the right thing and I'm not mad at her for doing that, but it's gotta be frustrating. You're trying to save some people and then, oh, here comes Supergirl to save the day.
Yeah. And then we switch back to the Lena and Rhea storyline, and they're struggling with their project. But Rhea explains that she wants to get home. It's hard to get Lena and Rhea right and not do Lana and, yeah, Lena and Rhea.
Yeah, that's an interesting name choice. But I was glad they came up with a reason that she wants to come home. So it's not just Lena looking like an idiot and being convinced over, you know, like, obviously she doesn't know that Rey is aiming for world domination, so I don't think she would have helped her. So I'm glad they didn't just have her, you know, Lena has a good reason for helping out, even though we know that it's probably not. And yeah, what do you think about her keeping it from Kara? She doesn't really, and I wonder if she kept it from her because she's a reporter. And she does give her a hint and sort of tries to explain it to Kara, but it goes over her head. But obviously, Kara doesn't know is the big thing.
Yeah, I just really don't know about Lena. But and this episode was somewhat frustrating because, and they've done it a couple times now, where they show her to be like not that smart. Like, she can't figure this thing out, and Rhea ends up getting her to figure it out by just, like, saying, oh, well, just balance it, or think like yourself. Just like, oh, I didn't think to think like myself.
Just do it better. Right. In Lena's defense, she is doing, like, advanced stuff that I couldn't even explain. But, yeah, it is kind of funny. I think they were trying to show that Lena is sort of connecting with her almost, like, she's the mother she always wanted. So I think that's why they did it. But it is a good point. She just kind of gives, oh, we'll just do better. And then 5 minutes later, you know, she creates this massive device that can do whatever they need it to do.
Yeah. So I just want it to be consistent where Lena is like super insanely smart all the time, but we get to see all these times where maybe she's not all that smart.
Well, she is. They just need a reason to have her interact with someone else, so to further their relationship along further. But I mean, Lena is very smart,
right? So they should show her being smart. No, the actual question you asked was about her hiding it from Kara. Yeah, it's like you said, I don't think she's trying to do it like maliciously,
right?
But yeah, I don't know if it's because she's a reporter or maybe just, you know, like, it is kind of weird. Like, she knows that Rhea is an alien. And so explaining that to somebody obviously is kind of a big deal because she doesn't know that Kara is an alien. So makes sense to maybe keep that a little closer to the chest.
Yeah. But then we get to Mon-El just hanging out. What was he eating? Ice cream cone or something?
He's just walking down the street eating an ice cream cone at like 10 o'clock at night for some reason.
All by himself. Like, this guy wants to be a superhero. Talks about how he is in like the last few episodes. All we see him do, last episode, he was eating pizza. He grabbed the two slices to go after the awkward dinner fight. And now he's just eating his ice cream cone. But luckily, he sees Rhea.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what Mon-El's doing, but we get to see more of him later in the episode, which is cool because this was a James and Mon-El kind of heavy episode, and we haven't really gotten to see too much of them recently, so that's nice.
Yeah, and obviously he goes to find out if Rhea could possibly be here, and Wynn's like, nah, man, but obviously that's not true.
Yeah, I mean, look at this screen. I got all these satellites. Obviously, she's not here.
Yeah. So what'd you think of everything with the Marcus and James storyline?
It was like almost borderline too cheesy, but they just pulled it out to make it believable and somewhat heartfelt. But I like, I don't know. I like the interaction between him and Marcus. And the thing I like the most about it, like I've said, is actually getting to see James, you know, be the hero that he wants to be, basically. And like, it is kind of, it's frustrating, and he gets frustrated a lot because he's doing all this stuff on the street, but then when something actually bad happens, obviously Supergirl has to swoop in and save the day because it's just out of his scope. But this is something that she couldn't have done. She couldn't have connected with Marcus the way that James did. And so it was cool to see him have that kind of purpose.
Yeah. And James saved him. So he had a connection. And I think, like you said, James is frustrated by not being able to save everyone, but he is able to save this one person. I think that was a really cool storyline for him and sort of to have the connection. And they sort of brought up like the race thing with it. But I'm glad, you know, he's, you know, oh, you think this kid can just look up to me because I'm black. And John said, well, no, it's because you connect with him and save him. And I'm glad it's not just, I'm glad that there is a black hero on this show, but you don't have to be black to look up to him, just like you don't have to be a male or a white woman, or you don't have to be a white woman to look up to Supergirl. You can look up to her if you're a man or any skin color, you can look up to them. You know, they're heroes, and you can look up to them no matter what. But at the same time, it's got to be cool for that kid to see someone that he can connect with in different ways.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a funny line when they were they weren't really interrogating him. That sounds bad, but they were just questioning him. And Wynn says, "Maybe you should give him some action figures. If they had given me action figures when they interrogated me about my dad when I was 10, I would have sung like a canary." I love Wynn, and they just use him right. He's kind of like HR. Like, you just sprinkle in some funny lines from him every now and then, and I'm okay with not seeing him that much. Like, he really wasn't in this episode that much, but his parts stick out well because he's funny.
Yeah, you get a little taste of him, and that you know, you wrote the line down. That could definitely come off as cheesy.
Yeah,
but Wynn's able to pull that stuff off pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. And so, I don't know. Does it? I mean, I know they explain it with some like techno babble, but every time they turn on the gate or whatever, it makes these aliens not be able to control themselves and they start hurting everybody. But they didn't. I don't know. They didn't really ever really explain why that's happening. Not that it matters, but they turned on again, and Marcus has the glowing eyes and he's hurting people. And to me, that always creeps me out. Like, kids with glowing eyes, or like something wrong with kids' eyes, and like possessed or doing scary stuff, hurting people. I don't know why, but that, like, that was way more scary to me than like his mom. For yeah. some reason, seeing a grown up, I don't know, it's way scarier when it's a kid. So that part was kind of freaky.
Yeah, that's a good point. It was a really kind of creepy visual with the eyes, and they were standing there, look kind of dazed out, and like yeah. they don't know what they're doing, but they're just destroying everything.
So while that was scary, I think what was maybe even quite scarier was Terry Hatcher playing Queen Rhea on the phone with Supergirl. Like, so Kara tries to call Lena and she picks up instead, and just like every soul that burns, every body that dies, all this terrible stuff, that's all because of you.
Yeah.
And like standing out in the open in the middle of the lab, and then Lena's like, "Oh, was that for me? Oh, nope, just telemarketer." It's really scary how quickly she can switch from scariest person you've ever met to like just nice mom figure.
Yeah, and it shows Rhea as a more complex villain. That's just pretty cool to see. Yeah, her switch back and forth like that. Like, "I hate everything about you and want to destroy everything you stand for." "Oh, hey, yeah. Yeah, sorry, wrong number. I didn't mean to pick up your phone there."
Yeah, so that was intimidating. But they figure out how to get the thing to work, the gate, whatever it's called. I don't know. What is it called? The portal.
The world destroyer. I don't know. I don't remember the name. It's some kind of portal, yeah.
Yeah, so they get that thing to work, and so, but there's a room full of the aliens, and James talks him down. He's able to connect with Marcus, so that was a cool moment to see him be the hero, and, you know, Wynn tells him that he's the hero. So they get, that's cool that he gets to stop that, and Mon-El tries to stop his mom with a gun, which, that was kind of weird to see Mon-El holding a gun to his mom's chest. Yeah.
Yeah, but he points out how Daxamites are not bulletproof, and obviously they have the lead, the whole problem with lead. I think that's got to come into play later.
Yeah.
In these last couple episodes of the season, if you're going to have all these Daxamites show up, well, if a regular gun can take them out, they're a lot less intimidating.
Exactly. Which, yeah. They've mentioned the lead poisoning thing a couple times before, but now that they're bringing it back again this close to the end, like you said, I think they're setting that up to be an important plot point.
Yeah, I think so. So then we just get the ending with all of the Daxamites just flying in, coming into National City to say, "Hey, try out a vacation."
Yep. And this is the thing where I get frustrated, because Lena shouldn't be so trusting so quickly. Unless right. she really does know what's going to happen. Maybe we'll see in the next episode. Maybe she's actually wants to be part of this invasion and take over the world and whatnot. But who knows?
Well, yeah. And not to mention, it's like they have to do this with the villain stories. But, oh, why don't we just turn off this machine that's letting thousands yeah. of aliens invade? Oh, nope. You know, we didn't turn off. We didn't put in a shutoff button.
Right.
We forgot to install the off switch, so yeah. we're just going to have to let them keep coming in.
So yeah, pretty good episode overall. Like I said, it was really good to see James and Mon-El to a lesser degree, get to see them have a lot of stuff to do and still get somewhat the storyline progressed. You know, didn't really take that much time to get the Daxamites here, but it still moved that big story forward.
Yeah, and I agreed. And I thought they're really building momentum in the last... It was a good story with James. I enjoyed that. I really liked how they did that. And then the ending of this just really got me excited for where they're going to finish the season. Really building momentum towards that end point. You know, we talked all year about Supergirl, how it's sort of, especially, you know, the first half, first two thirds of the season was kind of all over the place. Like they didn't know where they wanted the storyline to go, what they were trying to tell. And now it seems like they have a clear vision going forward. This is what they're going to do. And so that's kind of nice to see that start to take shape.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this episode. Next week's episode, the second to last of the season, titled Resist. What'd you think of the trailer for this, Zach?
Yeah. So we see Lena on the Daxamite ship in a red dress, looking like maybe she is... It doesn't really look like she's a prisoner. It looks like she is with them in charge, maybe doing something. So I'm really interested to see what's going on. Maybe she is pretending to be helping them, and she's gonna, like, she kind of helped, pretended to help her mom, and then actually thwarted what Cadmus was trying to do. But I don't know. I'm interested to see what's going on with that.
Yeah. Looks almost like she's being treated as royalty, which isn't terribly shocking if she did bring them all there. But yeah, we also get to see more Lillian and more Cat Grant as they are both set to return, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm glad that Cat Grant can come back on to the show.
Yeah, I think she's been missed a little bit this year, and it's going to be good to have her back. So that's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.